Hello and welcome. This is a guided colour meditation for the colour violet by Ruth Phillips. Please seat yourself comfortably, making sure there'll be no interruptions to this meditation. Place your feet flat upon the floor and your hands gently resting in your lap or on your thighs. Begin firstly to breathe in and out, gently breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth, focusing on your breath, breathing in and breathing out. And as you begin the breathing process, you'll begin to feel in your toes and your feet a pale violet light permeating this area, calming, soothing, relaxing, giving you a sense of serenity and peace. As this pale violet light fills your toes and your feet, your heels and your ankles, you're letting go of all stress, all worries and concerns, and releasing everything to the universe. Now the pale violet light travels up through your calves, into your shins and your knees, dispersing any resistance. Peace and calm. A violet energy moves into your thighs, the base of your spine, your hips, lower abdominal area, and all around your waist. It's almost as if you're sitting in a bath of beautiful warm water. So relaxing. The violet energy now travels relaxingly and soothingly up through your upper abdominal area, into your heart, your chest, your lungs, your throat, relaxing, soothing, and calming. The pale violet light travels across your shoulders, down your arms, through your elbows, your lower arms, wrists, hands, and fingertips, where it gently and soothingly flows out into the universe and just as gently ebbs back into your fingers, back up through your hands and arms to your shoulders. Now the energy flows to your throat area and your neck, easing communication, and then to your chin and your jawline, your ears, your nose, your mouth, your cheeks and cheekbones, allowing the muscles in your face to completely relax. The soft violet light permeates your eyelids, temples and brows, and your third eye, goes all through your forehead and through the crown of your head, easing, soothing, and relaxing, so that you are no longer taut and tight, but completely relaxed, completely at ease. Feel this pale violet light fill your body and your aura from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. And we're going to go on a little journey now. So begin by visualizing yourself in a special room, a sacred place. Perhaps it is a room from your childhood that you've always loved, or a place that you own now, or perhaps the room of your dreams that you've always wished to own. Whichever the room, know now that you are completely safe and completely protected in this room. As you look about you, you will notice in one corner that there is a closet. Go across to it now, and opening the door, looking within, you will find the most magnificent and majestic violet robe hanging in the closet. Take it out, and placing your arms in the sleeves, wrap the cloak about you. Immediately, you will feel the protection and the strength of spirit. This is a magical cloak. Wear it with pride, for not only is it your protection, it is also your badge of office. On another wall across the room, you will see a doorway. Go to the door now, and turning the handle, open the door and step through. You'll find yourself in a grove of trees. Beautiful green leafy trees. Lush green grass is below your feet. And as you look at the trees, you will see that they're oak trees, the sacred oak. You can see little acorns scattered on the ground. The earth and devic energies are allowing you to have an acorn, so bend and pick one up and place it in a pocket deep within the folds of your robe. The air smells fresh and clean, and yet through the dappled sunlight of the trees, you see magical beams and little particles dancing in the light. There is magic in the air here. For you have come to a druid grove. The oak tree is sacred to the druids, and as you walk through, you can feel the energy in the air. Very magical, very special. Now, as you walk through the grove of trees, you begin to see something looming ahead. It's a cave. There's light reflected from the entrance of the cave, and there seems to be a violet light shining from the doorway. As you approach, you notice that there are the most magnificent amethyst crystals lining the walls of this cave. Go in closer now. Step into the cave entrance. You will see that the cave opens up into a room. There are many things in this cave, many freestanding crystals. Amethysts adorn every wall and the ceiling of this cave. And there, standing in the center of the cave, is the magnificent magician, Merlin. He stands before you in a magical cloak. It's deep violet, with golden stars and moons upon it. He has long white hair and a long white beard, and strong but aged hands. He's looking at you with the most piercing of violet eyes, for he can see the soul essence of who you truly are. He is a master adept. He beckons you kindly to come towards him. Don't be afraid. He knows your true worth. He knows your very soul, and he knows what you are thinking and feeling. He invites you on a little tour of his cave. He shows you a pool of water in what seems to be a hollowed out crystal bowl. There is a crystal ball standing majestic on a golden stand. It's enormous, this crystal ball. You're permitted to look within the crystal ball, and you do so. You can see many, many pictures swimming into view within the sphere. Take a moment to capture one image in your mind's eye and remember it now. Releasing your focus from the crystal ball, you look around Merlin's cave. Within the cave, you can now see many symbols on the wall, markings and signs, symbolic, astrological, planetary, stellar, cosmic, all in golden forms on the wall. Merlin is holding his special staff made of oak, which is mounted on a pedestal. There's a majestic crystal ball at the top of it that flashes light in every direction, throwing rainbows and stars and wonderful energy about the cave. The magic in the air of this cave is even stronger than outside in the oak grove. Merlin knows that you'd like to ask a question and invites you to do so. You may ask him anything you like now and receive an answer true and strong from this amazingly powerful wizard. Listen to the answer and remember it. He now leads you towards a pool of water that you'd seen before. Look within the pool into the clarity of the reflected darkness. Look deep within and you will see a picture form, a picture of some aspect of your life, past, present, or future. You may see what has been, what is, or what will be, but know that all is in accordance with the flow of the universe. Leading you back to the enormous crystal ball on the golden stand, Merlin waves his hand across the surface of the ball. And as he does so, the mists clear. And you may look at yourself within the crystal ball. Inside this divination, you see a picture of yourself and your circumstances in 5 years' time. Take a look at some of the things that will be different in your future life. See what has remained the same. Where are you? What are you doing? Who is with you? Has your life taken a different course? Or are you pursuing a long-held dream or continuing your life's work? You are given the gift of seeing this path ahead with the help of Merlin's energy. Now, as a special treat, Merlin invites you to participate in his great alchemy, transmutation and transformation. He takes your hand in his, and with a wave of his staff, you find yourself with Merlin. Lifting out of your body up through the crown of your head, out on a beam of violet light, to walk a violet pathway among the clouds. There, as you walk this pathway, you are met and greeted by many wise and ancient ones. Your soul group, your guides, many who have gone before, ascended masters, archangels, sages, and ancient ones. As you walk this pathway of the highest order with Merlin, you know that you're walking in the company of those who have created the most magnificent things, not only in this, our third dimension, but also in the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions. As you approach a very special set of golden gates, the gates swing open. You may only take a few paces inside the gates, but from where you are, you can see an altar of stone. Approach the altar now. There, on the altar, you will find a golden chalice embedded with amethyst, and Merlin gives you the chalice to drink from. Drink your fill, for this chalice will always remain full no matter how much you drink of it. You are drinking the transmuted qualities of spirit, which will enable you to move forth and to use your spiritual and psychic energies far more clearly and strongly. The contents of the chalice will enhance any abilities that you already own and help you to use them to be of healing service to humanity. This energy will give you the focus on a right-minded path and help you to choose the best direction for yourself in your life. With gratitude, hand back the chalice and retrace your steps with Merlin through the golden gateway and along the pathway, coming back to Merlin's cave. You will now see the iron bar that had previously sat upon his workbench has turned into an ingot of gold, and you have helped this process. By way of thanks and to remind you of your ability to transmute energies, Merlin has a gift for you, which he places now around your neck. It is a long, golden, thick chain. Attached to the end and hanging over your heart is a huge amethyst. This will protect you and keep your connection to the higher pathways that you have walked with him. It is also a reminder that you are here on earth to be of healing service to the sentient beings of the planet. And that you have come to show by example spiritual strength and to share your gifts and abilities with those around you. Know that you walk a pathway that is not always easy, but always rewarding, and that to be of service is the highest office of all. It is time now to bid farewell to Merlin, and the one last gift he gives to you is a magic wand full of stars and planets and moons, energy enough to create magic in your own life. So when you live each day in the moment and in the flow, you may create this magic all around you. Feel the power of this wand as you place it in your pocket within the folds of your cloak. Thank Merlin and say goodbye now, retracing your steps to the mouth of the cave. And as you leave the cave and turn, you notice that the mouth of the cave closes over and is shrouded in trees that only a certain few, including yourself, know of its existence. walking back now through the grove of oak trees. It's as though the oak trees themselves are speaking to you and wishing you well. They're sending messages ahead to notify their kin that you are coming. Know that whenever you are near the trees, you have this ability to send messages across any land by placing your head, your hand, or your heart on a tree. You can communicate across the world to others in connection with the trees. As you come back to the beginning of the grove of trees, you find the doorway once more. Take one last look at the oak trees and feel their majesty and magic. And now, turning the handle, open the door and pass back through into your room. Feel a sense of beauty and serenity around yourself. Take from your pocket, in the folds of your cloak, the acorn and your wand. Place them somewhere carefully within the room so you can find them later, when next you visit. Keep the beautiful amethyst and gold chain around your neck, for it has been placed there by Merlin to stay as your permanent protection. Going over to the closet and opening it up, slip out of your robe and hang it up for another time and another visit. Return to the center of the room and begin to feel your feet flat upon the floor and notice a pulsing sensation in the soles of your feet. This is like a heartbeat, the heartbeat of Gaia, Mother Earth. This heartbeat resonates up through the soles of your feet and throughout your body, where it reaches your own heart, so that your heart resonates to the rhythm of Gaia's. Feel Gaia fill you with energy and love, and know that you are supported and once more grounded here on the earthly plane, having brought back all the gifts and the insight with you from your journey. Feel the beautiful energy grounding in within you, aligning, cleansing, and protecting you. And breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in and out. And in and out. On an out breath that feels right, open your eyes to a magical new moment. Thank you for joining me on this violet journey. May love and laughter light your way.